Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood, and I'm with my favorite colleague, Sharon Shrieky, and we're here on my podcast, Tap Into Your Body Confidence, where entrepreneurs unite to showcase their talents. And before we get into our topic, I'm going to give the screen to Sharon so that she can tell us what she's up to and how to connect with her. Take it away.
Okay, well, what am I up to? Coaching people to have better relationships in all areas of their lives, with their kids, with their parents, with their business, in all areas of life. I love relationships. It's something that really is close to my heart. And if anybody needs a little help with this, I would love for them to call, text me, not text me, actually email me at sharonshrieky@gmail.com. SharonShrieky@gmail.com. Just put a little note in the subject matter that you got this message from the podcast, and we'll contact you. How about you, Steph? I know you got lots of things going on.
You can connect with me on my site, Body Awe, BodyAwe, like an awesome. And as Sharon knows, I'm coming out with my second book called The Body Knowledge Entrepreneur, Getting to Know and Navigate Your Style for Business Success. So
Yay.
everything that has, thank you. So everything that we're doing on these podcasts has to do with being a body knowledge entrepreneur. So with that said, Sharon and I were discussing earlier our topic, and Sharon brought up something really important, which is how does our body help us be more positive with any challenges that are going on in our life? So I'm going to throw it to you as I always do. How does your body help you be more positive? What does she do?
So how does my body, so what my body does sometimes is problem solve. And what happens when it decides to problem solve is it focuses on the negative of any situation. And I think that my body is trying to help me in that situation. It's trying to tell me, we got to get onto this problem. We got to fix it. We got to fix it. And what happens is I forget to look at what's working, and I just focus on what's not working, and I have to fix it. And I think there's a problem there. What about you? What do you think?
Well, to add on to what you beautifully said is, our body, we might perceive our body as being negative, but she or he is really trying to give us a message.
Right.
And my body, when she is upset with me, she gives me a tummy ache. And she does it really well. Okay, so that creates a place where I have to reframe, like we say in coaching, reframe our intention about what's going on. So, as I say that, Sharon, can you think of a situation where your body's like, and
Right.
you're trying to solve a problem and you're in relationships. See, that's what we're really talking about here. So,
Yeah.
what do you do in this relationship? Your body's here. You're here just to make a statement. What do you do?
Right. So my body is telling me, pay attention to this and pay attention to that. And what do I
But
do?
how does she do that? Because we're talking about her physicality now. How does
Right.
she do that? Do your shoulders hurt?
My neck hurts. I get pain in
Oh,
my.
don't you hate that?
Yes, it's like it's telling me you're carrying people's burdens. Why are you carrying everybody's burden? And I'm carrying him right here. I'm right here. That's what it feels like. And
Oh,
so,
I hate that. I have a little bit of that this morning. Yeah. So
carrying
what
other
do you do?
So it's what I do is I have to recognize what happens is when we go through the whole day going, oh, when we
The
don't pay attention.
whole day? You
I
haven't
get
spoken to
that.
your body the whole day?
So what I do now is when that happens, I think, whose burdens am I carrying? What am I doing? What's happening right now? Why do I, what is my body telling me? I'm feeling this heaviness or this pain in my neck. And so it gives me information. And I find really that when I recognize and I say, oh, okay, this is what happened. This is what's going on. I really, really, I feel my neck and my body like opening up, opening up. It's like sort of like I get the message. I get the message. And it works the same. It's really it's a relationship. It's saying, I get your message. You're talking to me. You're telling me that I gotta make peace with whatever's happening in my life, instead of just going through saying, oh, I'm so angry, and then being angry at everybody who talks to me. Instead, I need to say, hey, look inwards. Like, what is happening? What's going on in my life that feels so heavy on my shoulders? And then we're able to let that go, let it go. And then we can move, we can, we could we make peace
So
with ourselves.
again, I keep hearing our message today is always to listen. Now, okay, play a game with me here. Relationships. Can we think of at least one to five components of a great relationship? And I'm going to start with listening.
Right.
Okay, you add one.
So listening, great relationship, it would be perspective, looking at the perspective of the other person, which
Oh,
is,
why, Sharon? Why?
yeah, because
No, I don't want to do that. No,
there's like,
I'm right. I'm right all the time. No, okay. So perspective and listening, my turn. Perspective and listening. Oh, not just listening, hearing. Hearing what's underneath.
Right.
What is
Oh,
underneath?
yes. Active listening, actively listening. Yes. And all this works for ourselves. Like, the relationship we have ourselves, if we actively listen, if we're, if we're in tune, being in tune, thank being gr gratitude. Gratitude. So it works for our relationships with somebody else, and it works for ourselves, relationship with ourselves. I have so much gratitude that today I opened my eyes and my body feels strong, and I was able to do my shopping, and I carried all my bags in the street, and I bought a lottery ticket. I'm grateful because I got a parking on a street that doesn't. So I said, oh, I gotta buy a lottery ticket. But what I'm saying is that this kind of gratitude is also a big part of relationships, the one I have with myself and the one I have with everybody around me.
So we have gratitude, we have hearing, we have listening, we have reframing our
Yeah.
perspective. I mean, we can go on and on, but that's enough for everybody who's listening to understand the gist of what we're saying. So I assume most people who are listening know what a relationship is, but like Sharon beautifully said, was use those components for yourself and your body and beware. Because if you ignore your body,
That's probably worse than ignoring your husband or your wife.
well, that could be another subject matter. But anyway, but at least with the husband or wife, possibly we could leave. We could close the door. But your body, hello.
Taking her with you wherever you go. You're
We're
dragging
here,
her around with
not
you.
going anywhere. So, we made this very humorous and very joyful and fun, like we always do on our podcast. So, share and tell people how they can connect with you, please.
On my email, sharonshrieky@gmail.com. That's SHA. ronshriqui at gmail.com. It's
And
commercial.
find me, yes, and she's so lovely. And find me at yeah, she has a really hard time being joyful and fun, as you can tell.
Struggle
So
is
here
real.
we go. Body Awe, BODYAWE.com. I've got lots of goodies on the site. And Sharon, I'll see you again soon.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.